have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
The Beyond Defense family is a talented group of artists from all genres of music. From hip-hop to inspirational neo-soul, Beyond Defense was founded by artist and CEO David Benton, who had a simple vision to encourage people to truly go beyond their own fences. Since inception, the artists on the label have built a reputation for building communities and award-winning hits. Book Beyond Defense for your next gathering at www.beyonddefense.org. Beyond Defense, your one-stop shop to everything entertainment. BDF, take two.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio. Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
Yes, thank you so kindly. Welcome. This your host, your main man, the coach, David Benton, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right. Going through a lot, y'all. I'm going through a lot, but I am smiling through it. That's right. You got to. Why? Because it's healthy for you. Things may come go around you, and things happen that is outside of your plans. But you still got to understand that you have the power to control your emotions and try not to allow your thoughts to run you down. That's right. That's how I want to introduce this show, which I heard in the beginning. That was Shay Samuels featuring myself. That's right. Can We Unite? Y'all go get there. Y'all go check that on all digital platforms. Be supportive. Bless it. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We thank you. And y'all know how we do it. Man, we already know we prayed for. We're covered. So by the time we get up here, we can just go all in because, you know, we understand prayer is powerful. If we re-pray, it ain't going to make it more powerful because we know we're covered. That's right. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building. And I'm Yes, I'm smiling. Hey, Coach David, how are you?
Yeah.
I'm in the building. It's been a minute. I'm in the building. Shout out to the Elation family, the Beyond the Fence family. Shout out to the listeners. And we just thank you all for tuning in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear what we have to say. But that's it, Coach David.
Well, you know, we got a wonderful show for you guys tonight. So, you know, we just going to go in with it. We're about to turn up, because y'all know how we do it. Man, you know, y'all keep my main man, Tommy Two Toes, you know, keep him in prayer. He was a little down on, you know, the weather had him. So, you know, man, the brother down, he was going to come on tonight. And I said, man, look, brother, we understand your heart. We understand your desire. You are a workhorse, but you know what? We got to use wisdom, brother. Lay it down. That's right, Tommy Two Toes. Lay it down. So, man, y'all continue to keep that brother in prayer. We know he's going to be all right. Just a little under the weather. He's resting, and I felt it was only appropriate for him to rest his body today. You know, so I thought, man, me and Coach Shay, we got this. Coach Shay, do we not got this?
We got this. You know what the Chris Tucker saying. You know this man.
Yes. And after the halftime, you know what I'm saying, we got other good, after you do the, you know, we got other news for the Beyond the Fence family. But we're saying it for the second half. So, Coach Shay, you know, we was talking about a great topic, and you came up with something so amazing, a great topic. Like we always say, y'all, we love to come up here, we love to have fun, we're going to laugh, we're going to joke. That's what it's about. But we do want to teach. Why? Because we want to help people go beyond their fence. That's right. Coach Shay.
Yes, sir. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking out of Luke 1:28, blessed and highly favored. And really, what does that mean? as Coach David and I were talking tonight, and just over the last couple of weeks, you guys know, as founder and CEO of Beyond the Fence, we have a lot going on. And also, we do have our expansion company, Let's Talk Business Consulting Group, LLC. And so I was sharing with Coach David, there's so many things that we have coming down the pipeline. We've been on meetings after meetings, and we're watching the Beyond the Fence family grow. And we are just going way beyond our fence, no pun intended. And so, you know, most people would look at us and they would just say, man, y'all are blessed. Like, they would just say, y'all are blessed. And then they would add on there, and highly favored, Coach David, because it's so cliche. And just like other words, you know, I've looked up other words. I look up scripture, and I'm like, what does that really, really, really mean? You know, you ask somebody how they're doing. What they say, Coach? What do they say, Coach David? You say, man, how you doing, brother? How you doing? What do they say to you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Just like that. Or some of them sound angelic. Some of them saying angelic. See, I'm like, man, you don't talk like that for real.
But, you know, and here's our reality. It's becoming so cliche that people don't understand the power behind truly being blessed and highly favored. So why don't I start in Luke 1:28, Coach David, where it says Gabriel tells Mary in his salutation that she is highly favored. She is highly favored. And it says in verse 30 that she has found.
Think you went out, Coach. Are you still with us? I think you went out.
The women, but amongst all the women.
I think you went out, not Coach. You might have to reread it. I think you went out. You're going to have to reread that.
Oh, no. So I'm saying, I was saying in verse 28, Gabriel tells Mary in his salutation that she is highly favored. And in verse 30 of Luke, it says that she has found favor with God. And the Greek word translated highly favored means to grace, to endue in special honor, and to be accepted. So when we're using blessed, we're using highly favored. First and foremost, it says only in the Bible, scripture, Luke 1:28, that Mary was blessed and highly favored. Why? Because she was giving birth to Jesus. And then it said, that not was she highly favored above all the women or as a woman, but amongst all, she was blessed and highly favored because she was given birth to the Most High. So if we haven't done a study enough to know, as we're saying blessed and highly favored, that this is attached to Mary, a woman giving birth to Jesus, the Most High. Coach David, what do you have to say about that?
I will give you a hand clap, a beatbox, and a turnaround, because that is perfect. Like, because people say it, like you said, it's so cliche.
Uh-oh, go ahead, Kimmy.
it's so cliche. It is, Coach. It's very cliche. And, you know, in the King James Version, I want to read it out the King James Version. And it says, like, and the angel of the Lord came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. So he, like you were saying, like, she only blessed among the women, not because she's so much better than them. Not because she just carry herself like this. Not because she's the most holy. No. She was picked out by God to carry a child born into the world to save the world. So if she's carrying a child that's going to save the world, then of course she's going to be blessed amongst the rest of the women. Because the child, not because of her alone, is because she is the incubator between God in man. She's the incubator carrying his child. So if you carrying, remember now, may God, you know, God with us. That's Emmanuel. So she carrying God with us in her womb. Y'all don't think that she's more important amongst women? But we'll take that and put it on ourselves and say we're blessed and highly favored, not understanding Mary's value. We're putting our value on it. And don't get me wrong, y'all. I understand what people, you know, a lot of people say it and they mean it a certain way, but we must be realistic. Blessed and highly favored is more cliche. It's just like when you say your prayers at night when you was little. Now name me Daniel C. Pray the Lord, so was king. You know what I'm saying? You just said it. You really, like, wasn't focused on what you were saying. It was just, it was words you supposed to say. Before you eat, God is great, God is good, give me a thank you for food. It was just, you supposed to say it that way. But you wasn't really focused on the words. The words didn't prick your spirit. And that's the same thing. People say, hey, you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. And they keep it pushing, not understanding where the origin,
yes.
The origin of that meaning.
Yes.
Did I answer that, Coach Shay?
You did. I mean, and that's, you know, when we start looking at breaking down scripture, we live a life that, most people, again, you said the word cliche enough, but I'm just going to piggyback off of it, where you just ask somebody in the morning, how you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. Well, what does that mean? Because here's what happens. When what you're experiencing doesn't line up with your truth after saying blessed and highly favored, someone who's seeing you considered blessed and highly favored can see blessed and highly favored as a failure. How many times, Coach David, are we coaching somebody and that person says, when we ask them, as we come on the phone with them or in person with them, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. And we say, how you really doing? And behind that, hurting. And behind that, they're lost. Behind that, they're broken. But it goes back to what other people might use as an example, because you just used as a cover-up, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. A lot of people, Coach David, use the scripture as a cover-up. Nobody really wants to live a life of reality, but they use it as a cover-up. So in this scripture, this is Luke 1:28, where it talks about blessed and highly favored was attached to Mary giving birth to Jesus. But here's what I also love, Coach David, that it also goes on in other, in not necessarily interpretations, but in the studies, it also says it did not negate her from going through what we go through every day.
Come on,
so you
man.
Mean to tell me this lady, Mary, giving birth to Jesus, the Most High, just because she was giving birth to Jesus, the Most High, did not negate the fact that she was still going to go through the world's troubles. Can you imagine, Coach David, depicted in every movie we've watched, and we hear it all the time, Jesus carrying this cross, going to go up to the mountaintop to get, you know, hung on this cross, and his mother watching from afar. So we talk about blessed and highly favored. We're praying for our children. We're praying for our families. We're saying blessed and highly favored, and we're saying this every single day. Every day we're saying this, just normal, regular. This, her being blessed and highly favored didn't save her son. Do you get where I'm going with that, Coach David?
I do.
Her being blessed and highly favored didn't keep what she might have been praying for, or it was a part of the process. So the moment we start getting close to our true reality and not utilizing, now you guys know it's cliche. Scripture, Luke 1:28 says, blessed and highly favored was attached to Mary, who was giving birth to Jesus. So I hope that when you wake up in the morning and somebody asks you who you are, how you doing, instead of saying blessed and highly favored, you're going to say how you're really feeling. But understanding when I say blessed and highly favored, it doesn't mean that I'm not going through. Okay, Coach David, back to you.
Yes, now that was very powerful. That scripture it's important that people get it because she's highly favored by God, y'all. So that's high. That's a high favor if it's God, right? If God's saying, I want you to bring this child who's going to save the world into the world. Highly favored. You can't get no higher than that. She
right.
blessed amongst the other women. Why wouldn't she if she's picked out by God? So of course she's more blessed than the other women, and she's her favor is high because the Most High. So when we say it, understand the value of Mary and where that scripture really came from, because people are quoting scripture, but they're quoting it without really thinking about the actual origin of the meaning. The origin. So now, I mentioned you mentioned earlier you was talking about Mary, Coach Shay, and it's important because we see Jesus on the cross, like you said. People ain't realizing she don't feel all blessed and highly favored watching her son get tortured. We're talking about her kid, y'all. We're talking about her kid. And Mary wasn't much older. She had him when she was a child herself, so she was in her 40s, for real. You know what I'm saying? She young. She's still young, watching her son get tortured, and it ain't nothing she could do. Didn't die. Man, can you imagine what she going through with God? And he don't read.
Come
and
on.
God came in and said, hey, Mary, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be all right. Don't worry about it now. You chilling. He don't say that at all. So just imagine what she went through while it was happening. That's your child. She feeling like she's being cursed, if anything. Why me,
yeah.
Lord?
Yeah.
Why shall I have this baby in pain and agony I went through to give birth? Because understand, now she ain't get no epidural, y'all. Which y'all
love
y'all. Y'all swearing up and down she had an epidural and she was at General Hospital with Dr. Seuss. You know what I'm saying? And she just got the epidural, she just had, Jesus, Joseph comes, signed the birth certificate. It wasn't like that. She had him in a manger and it was raw. She had them wrong. Pain. Hey, a lot of women died having a baby. Mm-hmm. Women died having them natural births. So here she is going through the pain for the Son of Man, a.k.a. the Son of the Living God. She got to watch him. And she knew where he comes from, but at the same time, it don't take away that she gave birth. She carried this baby for them 9 months, had him, raised him. To see him go through the agony, torture, and pain, and then die, it's like, so is this how you going to do it, God? You're going to give me the baby and take the baby? You ain't saving him from these people at all? Where a revolution? She feel like she cursed. So when we say we're blessed and highly favored, understand you fulfilling some big old shoes when you say it. I'm not saying don't say it, but understand its value. Don't play with it. Because highly favored is the highest from God and more blessed amongst women. So you saying, brother, you blessed amongst men? I'm more blessed than everybody. A lot of times people say it in arrogance. That's why it's lost so much power with men. because it comes with a lot of arrogance when some say it, and some say it just cliche because it's just, you know, it just comes out natural. Thank you, Coach A.
Yeah, again, just to piggyback on what you said, Coach David, in the short period that we have, one thing that I do want to talk about going into the second half is what highly favored actually means. And it says here that she found favor with God. So that means there were many of people in the Bible that God used to do various things, right? So you have David, you have Joseph, you have Mary. So God chose a number of people to do various tasks within the Bible to, I'm going to just use the word for lack of a better term, get the job done, right? So
yeah.
Even in that, there was a certain level of grace that was placed on her. So even to be blessed and highly favored, that would mean you have to be one of God's chosen. Not that we're all not chosen by God. I mean, we have the ability to select or not select, choosing to serve or not to serve, right?
Because it says many are called, but few are chosen.
Yeah, fewer. That's right. So we all have the ability to, but like you just said, many are called, fewer chosen. So there's what you would call the elect. Those who are selected are the elect. So, Coach David, you said you got to be careful when you start saying certain things because it's a big shoe to put on. What is that? You're walking in big shoes. I can't think of the terminology right now. Trying to fill some big
you,
shoes.
Just because you put on Michael Jordan's don't mean you don't play like Michael Jordan.
Come on. So when you think about it this way, you look at it like, do you really feel blessed and highly favored? Now that you know what it means, that doesn't mean that we're not blessed and we're not taking away from you that you might be favored. We're not saying that. What we are saying is to be mindful of the shoes that you are trying to fill when you say, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. You got to use it the right context, right? You got to use it in the right context because, again, if it's not lining up, there was a certain level of grace that was put on Mary because she was selected to have the most or give birth to the Most High. Now, keep in mind, she was pregnant at the same time as her cousin, right?
Yes.
I think her cousin was like having John the Baptist. So she was pregnant at the same time.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
So why wasn't it opposite when they both were pregnant at the same time? Now, both of them could have gone back, nope, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored. Nope, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored. Nope, I'm blessed, I'm highly favored. But you know what scripture says? It says when Mary went to visit her, her baby leaked.
Come on.
There was no competition regarding who was more blessed and more highly favored, and they were pregnant at the same time.
Yes.
So once we to the point where we do understand being blessed and highly favored, that whole cliche, it really has to tie in with where you truly are with your walk. First and foremost, understand that it said she was a woman who was blessed and highly favored. I keep saying it because she was giving birth. So, you know, if you're not giving birth to Jesus, you're not necessarily blessed and highly favored. But there are, and we're going to share with that. We're going to share that with you on the next half. But we're going to share some of the graces that God gives us so that you don't feel left out. Like, you don't feel left out. Oh, man, so you mean to tell me I'm not truly blessed and highly favored? You're blessed and favored, but with the grace that God has given all of us. So I'm going to share that on the second half. Coach David, you have something in this last minute, or should I just go ahead and go to music break?
But you know what? You can go ahead and go to a music break.
Well, with that being said, where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music? Where the music? Hey.
Yeah. This goes out to the boss.
Hosanna.
My savior died up on that cross.
Yeah, they tried to send him to an early grave.
My father rose up, now we all can be saved. He is the way, the truth, and the light. Man, I'm on my way to greatness, following Christ. My father lives in me, yes, I feel so alive. Got these burdens on my back, I'm so weightless, right?
Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day.
He's working miracles in our L-I-F-E.
Yeah.
Faith is the evidence of things unseen. Have you doing things different, change your thinking and your thought. Have you hopping like a sixth tray, bouncing when you walk. Excuse me for a second, man, I hope you got your groove. This verse is certified, JC approved.
I'm brand new, brand new. My soul just had a detox, I'm sorry. I got clearance like a pure fire, fire, fire. My heart is in that bold desire, oh, desire. I've been clean, I've been redeemed. My name is in the book for eternity. I do it all over again, I'm free, I'm free, I'm free. Into God's lens, I'm pure as gold. Ain't nothing like feeling new,
brand new, brand new.
His Christian mercy so true,
true, true, true, true.
What a gift you've given me,
my Lord.
All His love, it completes me.
Sure.
Not just for me, but for you. Read His word and see it true.
Feeling brand new. You tell me what I can't do. Some of y'all are still mad. Can't understand you. Negativity, unhealthy, like a fast food. Why'd you mad you? Always in a bad mood. We in Cancun. Blasting in some holy water. Thanking God every day. He's the Holy Father. Y'all running around like you don't have another option. Must have seen faith. Anything possible. New attitude. Brand new mindset. It's a lot in your past. You got a dissect. It's some brand new goals. You ain't even tried yet. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps. From your backbone up to your triceps. We could be the kingdom. And you need my help. Being poor, I hear like me, you can try well. You created in His image under God's care, huh?
I'm feeling brand new, brand new.
No matter what comes, yeah, I gotta get up.
Get up.
He never ever will. My very present help put my faith over fear. He can never ever fail. He never ever will. My very present help me put my faith over fear. But he gotta get up. Now he won't miss stuff. We trusting in the love. No matter what comes, yeah, we gotta get up. And he won't miss stuff. Depending on the world, cause he know that it'll work. And we can never ever fail. He never ever will.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right.
Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Coach Shea Samuels, and I'm in the building with your host, your main man, Coach David Benton. And
hey, I had to get a shout out to myself on that one. I got crumb.
Before we get back into the show. You got crumbed. Shout out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. If you heard that voiceover in the beginning of the show, that was Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight. Had an amazing time this weekend at the Spin Awards. Shout out to Paula, and she got a chance to meet one of her UK friends, our friend and brother Shaggy Tosh. But shout out to Paula G. If you are looking for a voiceover as a program director, a radio or music director, if you have a business and you're looking for training audio, we want you to look up Paula G. Voice at Paula@paulagvoice.com or paulagvoice.com and let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. Also, we do want to give a great big shout out to DJ G Will. G Weezy is what I call him. Listen, you guys heard that new song, Brand New 2.0. Coach Dave is going to give you all the rundown on that song after the sponsors, but you heard that new song, Brand New 2.0. If you are looking for a DJ in the Knoxville or surrounding area, look DJ G Will, G Weezy is what I call him, up, you guys, at William G. Faulkner on Facebook and on the Beyond the Fence page at BeyondaFenceEnt on Facebook and BeyondTheFence1@gmail.com if you want to book them. Also, we do need to give a great big shout out to our expansion company. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey, Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. Listen, we are taking companies from zero to everything. If you are a new company, a new business, or an existing business, Let's Talk Business. We have strategized over and over and over again for companies large and small, and we are meeting with corporations every single day. So Let's Talk Business. If you are wanting to consult with us regarding your new business, personal development, career development, go ahead to our website at letstalkbusiness.vonza. That's V as in Victor, O-N-Z-A.com. Look at some of the workshops that we have there. Go on to some of our coaching sites and sessions as well. We look forward to talking with you. So reach into us, if you will, at about buildingleaders@gmail.com. Coach David Benton, back to you.
Thank you. Shout out to all our sponsors. Yeah, that song that you heard, Brand New by G Will featuring Lisi and myself. I had so much fun recording it, man. It took a little while, you know what I'm saying? But he's G Will is the type of guy, he got to be very, very perfect. you know, and he sat on it, he mixed it, and he sent it to me, and he like, man, you know what, I can do something else, and he did this and did that, and he just kept going, and he just wanted the smallest little piece. He like, man, I want to go back and fix it, and I love that about him. This song,
yeah.
It's more upbeat, it's more up-tempo, and to be honest, you know what I'm saying, me rapping on it, people don't even realize how good a great job he did. Like, the first Brand New, he was singing the whole time. This Brand New, he actually came with the bars. He actually came with the rap. He sang, but he really rapped it. He really came with his rap thing, showing the versatility. And Brand New, men and women, God, kings and queens, it will be on all digital platforms. Ain't it this week, Coche?
It is this week on Tuesday.
Yeah. And it will be on The Orchard, which is Sony. Shout out to Who Mag. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. Every artist, we care for you. We love you. We love you. We care for you. And we are proud of everybody. That's right. We are proud of everybody who put in that work. Shout out to G Will. Congratulations, man. You have a real nice banger. And I'm so excited and grateful to be on it, brother. So thank you for having me on it as well, man. So, Coche, we was talking about, you know, being blessed and highly favored. And, you know, I want to tell everybody, you know, like, when you say you're blessed and you're highly favored, of course, you know what I'm saying, it's one of those things where you're saying, man, this is how much, you know, you trust in God to have your back, to have you covered. A lot of people take that and say, well, this is why I'm favored. Or this is why I'm blessed. Your life, you really don't have to say much when your life reflecting it. You know what I'm saying? I think we say we're blessed and highly favored more than we encourage somebody to tell them that they're blessed and highly favored. You know what I'm saying? And I think we should really get back to doing more encouraging instead of just focusing on how great we are all the time. And I'm talking about, you're supposed to know you're great. You're supposed to walk in your greatness. But at the same time, there's times to where, you know what I'm saying, you walk in your confidence, you walk in your greatness, but at the same time, the other person doesn't feel as encouraged. We should allow them to see the greatness inside them. Let them know how much God loves them. Because it's hard to accept how blessed and highly favored you are if your life is not reflecting it. Like, it should really should show. It should show way more. It should show in your character. It should show in your finances. It should show the way you manage your income. All this should come because you should be led by the Holy Ghost. And if you're blessed and highly favored, it's like, man, this person is wow. And we just feel really like God loves me. You know what I'm saying? But you're saying blessed and highly favored. So when you're blessed and highly favored, there's an expectation now. Mm-hmm. Once you place that on yourself, there's an expectation. So I just want to encourage everybody to encourage another one. Let them know that they're blessed and highly favored. Let them know, and watch this, when you really know what it means, you say it in a way to let them know how much God values them. But you got to break, it's important to let people know what this scripture really came from so they can make better decisions. Because life and death is really in the power of the tongue. Coach A?
Yeah. That is true, Coach David. And I wanted to talk in this section about this segment about grace, because we all may not have what Mary had in birthing Jesus and being blessed and highly favored because of her task, but we do have what God gives us, and that is freely giving us grace. And so, Coach David, we talked about this before where, you know, everybody wants to be an apostle or chief apostle. Everybody wants to be the highest of something. So if people didn't realize it, blessed and highly favored means that I want to be of the highest of high. But nobody will accept grace, right? Nobody will accept that grace is still sufficient. It's still powerful. In fact, in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Grace. Not something that you have to work for. So when people attach blessed and highly favored, Coach David, they attach it to a car. They attach it to a house. That's why people don't feel blessed and highly favored when they don't have it.
Come on. Come on, Neil. Come on.
Go ahead, Coach David. Go ahead, Coach David.
Hey, I'm a piggyback. Listen, I'm going to say something else with this. People don't realize all these patriarchs, all these kings, even Mary, these people that was picked out, the chosen ones, do you really want to go through what they went through? All of them went through turmoil. All of them. David, King David, not only was his sons after him at one point in time, think about it, Saul was trying to kill him. And then realize he lost the baby with Bathsheba, the first one. Remember, he put Uriah on the front line to be killed. His baby died. Do you really want to be like them? Do you really want to go through what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob went through? All of them went through something. John the Baptist got his head chopped off. It's on a platter. Do you really want your head on that platter? Think about that. John the Baptist got his head chopped off. Jesus died on the cross. Peter got tortured and got put on the cross upside down. Everybody died. So you're telling me so you really want that smoke now? Y'all telling me I really want that smoke? Much is given, much is required. With that title comes danger. A lot of that is sacrificing your body, sacrificing your life for others. Everybody sacrificed their life for you. Are you willing to sacrifice your life for these titles? Come on, man. You won't have, remember? Are you really willing to sacrifice your life for this? It sounds good to you up against it. Straight up. See, we're fighting the wrong enemy. We always think it's that we're fighting against the devil, because y'all keep thinking of the red man with a goatee with the pitchfork and a tail versus that being inside yourself. That's full of arrogance. That being inside yourself that's full of lies. Jealousy, even when you don't want to admit it. Rage. Deceit. Dishonor. Impatience. Laziness. Worry. All these attributes inside you. That's your devil mindset. We do at your lower state. That's that devil state of mind. But when you start going to a higher consciousness, you really stay at your God state. Come on now. Now you're going somewhere.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to be ready. With that title comes way more responsibilities. But everybody want to be the big dog. Everybody want to be on top. That's the one that get the head chopped out first. Coach Shay.
That was good. That was really, really good. And, you know, I'll have to pull one of your numbers and say, if you're just tuning in tonight, we are not telling you that you are not blessed and that you are not highly favored. We are educating you, bringing you awareness of what the scripture actually says about being blessed and highly favored, how we misuse it. And I've gotten about 6 text messages already, Coach David, about from people who are thanking us for this topic because it is bringing awareness. So shout out to those of you who have text messaged already saying that this is a blessing to you because it definitely, we want you guys to walk in your full power. We want you guys to not, you know, like I said, we coach people every day. And when we coach people, the first thing every person, and I'm not talking, it might be one, they might be like 6 years old or something like that. But every adult, you ask them how they're doing. Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. And we have to stop and say, are you? And what blessed and highly favored looks like is an attachment. And that's what I was just saying. It looks like I'm attached. Well, you know, I just got this car. Praise Jesus. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. You know, I just got this house. Praise Jesus. I'm blessed and highly favored. So what you're saying is somebody doesn't have those things, then they're not blessed and they're not highly favored. So we have to be mindful that there's a such thing called grace. And that's what we're all walking in, Coach David. We're walking in grace. I just read it out of Ephesians 2:8-9. And then it says by grace, not the scripture itself, but by grace refers to God's favor upon those who have transgressed his laws and signed and sinned against him. But grace may also be understood as a power. In these verses, God's grace not only offers salvation, but it secures it. So as I was saying before you started, Coach David, everybody wants to be blessed and highly favored because they feel it's the highest of high, right? So equate it to what we just said. Mary was blessed and highly favored because she was giving birth to Jesus. So everybody wants to be that. Everybody wants to be the head. But you said it. The head is the first, the one that wants to be the head, that's whose head gets chopped off the first. But then there's a such thing that's called grace. And when I read about grace, it really just means humility. Nobody wants to walk in what we consider the lower version, not of yourself or your mindset, but grace is what we would consider low. But I read it in the scripture. It says Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. So it can't be that I got a car, that's God's grace. Nope, I got to be blessed and highly favored. That's the highest of them all. Coach David, go ahead, because I'm gonna go somewhere else. Just go ahead, Coach David, because I'm about to take it somewhere else, and I'm gonna get my thoughts together and then come back. So I'm gonna hand it over to you.
The thing about grace, when it coincides with being blessed and highly favored, understand. Like Coach Shea was saying, we're not saying that you're not blessed and you're not favored by God. That's absolutely not what we're saying. We're saying be aware of where the scripture actually comes from. On top of that, understand as you have been saying it in error, right? As you have been saying it unconsciously, we believe we're being used to bring that to your notice. So now you can be conscious of it. But you ain't destroyed in it. Let me tell you why. Because of things like grace. One thing about God, God created us. So we're created his image, his likeness. We got all the attributes of God. God understands that sometimes we just don't understand. So by grace, we get a chance to correct it. We get a chance to correct it. Some people don't get it. See, the thing about it is this. When we make mistakes in life, when it's the mistake on yourself, you get more chances. But when you going against others, that's when more destruction can come to you. Because now it's not about just you. You're harming others. If you lie to somebody, you're harming them. That's why it's so bad. That's not steal. Let me tell you why. Because it involves somebody else. Don't be quick to anger. Why? Because that can hurt somebody else. Watch your words. Why? Because it's against somebody else. But some things we do unconsciously towards self. God said, you know what? I'm going to give, by grace, you're going to get many opportunities to grow and develop because you're not a bad person. You just have a misunderstanding of some things. And because you have a misunderstanding, because you are ignorant in some things, you are getting multiple chances by grace to grow in those areas. And that's what we're all doing. By grace, right now, we are so blessed, y'all. We're powerful people. We are honored by God. But now we got to do the great things within ourselves to be an asset for one another right here on this in this world. Love on each other more. That's why love is the greatest of all these things. Love is the greatest. Because why? It's about loving others, and others going to know your love through your actions. So if you're blessed and highly favored, it's going to show through your actions towards man. And when you do that, Jesus died for the sins of the world. But he came through the woman of God who was blessed and highly favored.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So understand, you can also be a sacrifice to your old self. Now you done crossed that. Now you done rose. You resurrected. You got a new mindset, a new attitude. And when people see that character in you is full of love, compassion, understanding, forgiveness, they'll see that you're blessed and highly favored. And that's all I'm going to say, Coach Shay.
Yes, sir. I'm going to end it in Romans 5, 20 through 21, because we are talking about grace. And that was the second half for me, because I desire that everybody identifies with the grace of God. And that is a powerful thing for each one of us to be able to walk in. And I just read that grace is not something that you can work for. It's a free gift. It's a gift that is given to everyone. So again, not everyone may be blessed and highly favored, because it says it in Luke 1:28, but everyone has that free gift of grace. So Romans 5:20 and 21 says, Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the mm-hmm. more. So that yep. as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, which is what Coach David just said, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. A lot of us are walking, Coach David. That's why I had to stop, because I got a little emotional about it, not in a bad way, but really, really sorrowful for those who are being taught incorrectly. And when it comes down to breaking scripture down in the way that we do it, it brings such awareness that we've been taught incorrectly. And if we're not saying the right thing, then we can't live a righteous life. So there's so many people out there who are not realizing that we are operating in grace. Are we blessed? Yes. Do we have favor in lots of areas? But when we speak it the way we've been speaking it, we're not allowing ourselves to truly walk in this grace that God gave us freely.
Right.
So Romans 5:20 and 21 says that sin increased, grace abounded all the more. So my desire is that you walk in grace. After having this awareness, after being made aware of what blessed and highly favored means, that when you decide what you are, may it be that I'm thankful for the grace that God gives me freely every day. It's not something I had to work for, but God did give me that. And that's what I want to leave everyone with tonight, Coach David.
Hey, that was powerful. Thank you again, Coach Shay. Now, don't forget, you know what I'm saying, y'all go to the Beyond the Fence page. That's BeyondTheFence. Go to the Beyond the Fence .org. Go to Beyond the Fence Facebook page. And come and just listen. We got so much that's attached to it. Like I said, Let's Talk Business. God is in everything. Page, like everything, we got so much attached to it, and you'll find other entities where you could be a part of and come and grow with us and be blessed. So with that being said, we see you guys next Sunday. So where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Draw me closer to you.